Anyone watching the encryption debate over the past year and a half knew this day would come. Quote, this is the ideal case for the government to challenge industry in the encryption debate. So said Michael Sussman, a former Justice Department official and partner at Perkins Coie Law Firm, who is joining me now. Hey, Michael, thank you so much for being here. Would you explain to our audience in lay terms what's at issue here?
Sure, Michael. Thanks, and good morning. This is really the first public debate in what's been a 25-year-old struggle on this topic between the FBI and tech companies. And the FBI has referred to this as their going dark problem. And that means that the profound changes in technology and encryption being front and center mean that over time, the FBI is getting less access to the data they need for criminal and national security investigations. And they've picked this case because the facts are probably the best they've ever seen to try and test and push what they want with regard to encryption. And so in this case, they have an iPhone 5C, which is sort of the version is relevant, from one of the San Bernardino killers. And they want to unlock the phone to get further evidence about, you know, for example, who they were in touch with, why we missed the plot, et cetera. And it's locked up with encryption. Only Apple can solve that problem. And they've gone to court and gotten a court order ordering Apple to solve the problem. And in this case, that means Apple writing a new or modified version of their iOS software that would allow the FBI to do certain things to get access to the phone.
In other words, they want to disguise this effort as a software update and fool the phone that while the phone thinks it is downloading new programming, what indeed is taking place is that all of the possible combinations of a four-digit code are being entered to try and unlock it.
Yeah, I mean, that's right. But more specifically, there are four things that they want to do. They want to put on this new software that will defeat the security. And so iPhones now, if you have 10 failed password attempts, wipes the phone. And so they want to defeat that function so they can make more than 10 tries. iPhone has a 5-second delay, so you can't run through them that quickly. They want to defeat that. There's also a function that makes you have to wait longer after each failed attempt after the first four. They also want to put in a direct input so they can use software to try many, many, you know, millions of combinations per second or minute, however fast they can do it, as opposed to having an agent with his or her finger input. So they want to have those four changes made, which will then allow them to, what they say, brute force the password. So they're not going to be given the password, but they can run, you know, and try hundreds, thousands, or millions of passwords until they get it. And depending on their luck and the length of the password that was used, I've seen estimates they could get it in 38 minutes, or they could get it in weeks or months or years. No one knows how long it will take, but that's the change they want.
A caller a few moments ago raised, I thought, an interesting point. Isn't this data already in possession of whoever the cell phone carrier would have been for the San Bernardino killers?
No, I mean, there's some information. The carrier would know who they placed calls to, but the carrier wouldn't have the data on it. They wouldn't have, for example, this person's contacts, their photos, their calendar, their iMessages, and to the extent if the user chose to back it up in iCloud, that's what law enforcement already has. But there's a lot of information they wouldn't have from iCloud, even if they back up. And that's what they're looking for on the phone. And, of course, the real answer is they don't know what's on the phone until they see it. Could be a gold mine, could be nothing that helps them. They don't know.
This is Michael Sussman. He's a partner at Perkins Coie. I noticed that Apple is not saying, we can't do this, we don't have the capability of doing this. Instead, Tim Cook is saying, please don't make us do this.
Right. Most tech people say that if Apple, you know, sort of quote-unquote put its mind to it, it could do this technologically. But Tim Cook is, and you know, he's sympathetic to the needs of law enforcement and particularly to this case, and he's careful to say that. He says that this would be a bad thing for security in general. And once this is created for this instance, there's no assurance that it wouldn't be used or couldn't be used in other instances. And so he's not willing to make that step to, what he says, lessen the security of the iPhone.
Is there no way that Apple can do what the government seeks it to do now and burn the technology, somehow put an end to it so that it doesn't get into the wrong hands? Why is it necessarily the case that if Apple cracks this code, they've now established a precedent where others who are antagonistic to the United States or hackers generally could figure out how to do likewise?
Sure. Here's why. Hackers couldn't figure out to probably couldn't figure out to do it. I don't think that's the threat. The issue is once they build this capability, there's no reason why they wouldn't be compelled to use it in other instances. And indeed, over time, other people could find out what the program is and try and reinstall it on iPhone. But I don't think that's the immediate threat. Is that right now there's just simply no way to do this. This is the San Bernardino case. It's obviously first and foremost, but there can be a fraud case, a drug case, lots of other cases where law enforcement wants to get the phone. Apple doesn't want to create that general capability, and therein lies the debate, the needs of public safety versus the needs of privacy and security.
Okay, final question. An excellent job. Thank you so much. Where do you see this going?
I see Tim Cook and Apple fighting this to the end. So they're looking, you know, they want not only a court, they want the courts. And so I would imagine this judge will rule, and if it's not a favorable ruling, they'll appeal. And I imagine the government would do otherwise. And it will go up. I don't know that the Supreme Court would take a case like this, but I'm sure he will challenge it to the end. And then we'll have to see where it goes. And it'll be a case of great impact, whichever way it goes.
Well, I think it'll be a perfect 4-4 lock until President Trump appoints Justice Scalia's successor.
We'll see what President Clinton will do. That's right.
Believe me, that was just my warped sense of humor. Hey, Michael, thank you. Great job, and I really appreciate your time.
You bet, Michael. Enjoyed it. Thanks very much.
That's Michael Sussman at Perkins Coie. Yeah, wouldn't that be interesting, right? A little 4-4 deadlock. Do you notice
President
when I said
Trump.
President Trump?
That
President
final exchange Clinton. Was priceless.
He responded in kind.
He didn't even blink.
No, he
didn't even hesitate.
He did not.
Wow.